Royals trying to snap a 5-game skid, taking on the Rangers. Lorenzo Cain ready for this one. We pick up the action in the 7th. 2-1, the Royals in front. Ian Kennedy facing Adrian Beltre.
2-0 pitch is hit high into the air, center field. And again, Cain fighting the sun to his right, really having trouble with this one. Falls to his right side, and as he falls to his side, he makes the catch. Here comes Kennedy. This next pitch is lifted high and deep in the center field. Cain again having trouble with this one, but I don't think the sun's going to be his biggest problem. It's the wall. Mike Napoli carries this one over the wall into the first row of seats out there just to the left of the batter's eye. For Mike Napoli, his 20th home run of the season, ties the score at 2. The set by Darvish. And the 1-0 pinch. Merrifield swings, drives one deep into left. That one going toward the corner, and it hits off the track. Mazzara bundles the carom, and now rounding third is Butera. He comes in to score.
And here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and smashed up the middle. It's a base hit. Rounding third is Andrews. He's heading home, and he will score. Mazzara has tied the game at 3 as he rips one on a line to center field. The 2-1 delivery hit in the air to right field. Shin-Soo Choo with a play back toward the corner and drops the ball, fighting the sun. The game is over. It went off Chu's glove as he clearly had trouble with the sun. Gordon scores, and the Royals, for the first time this year, beat the Rangers. The final 4-3.
The Royals snap a 5-game skid, walking off with a 4-3 win. Lorenzo Cain with his 6th career walk-off hit. Ian Kennedy a no decision, allowing 2 runs in 6 2/3 frames. KC gets back to the 500 mark on the season. The Rangers fall to the Royals. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Yeah, it's a tough loss there in that situation. Obviously, a tough sky over the sun, and Chu really battling. You could see that he was really grinding, trying to get to it. Obviously, got there. Looked like it went off his glove, but tough sky, tough sun.
It was that way all day. I mean, ironically, Cain hit that ball. He battled it all day himself.
Yes, he did, all of them, really. You know, the way this ballpark's set up and day games. And look, it's one of those plays that, you know, gets made. You know, everybody's happy on our side. They made the sun balls. We just had a situation. We didn't complete the play.
Meantime, Yu Darvish had another awfully good performance.
Yes, he did. A ton of early count contact. Unfortunately, a wild pitch scored the early run. Then there was a run scored late with 2 outs. Ball to left field by Merrifield. It looks like we bobbled a little bit in left field that probably come up clean. They may not send a runner there, but gave up a run there. But really felt like that he threw the ball extremely well. 4-seam fastball was in play for him. 2-seam fastball, slider was swing and miss at times. But I think more than anything else, it was the number of strikes that he was throwing, quality strikes, efficient strikes to get the early contact.
Up next, the Rangers begin a series in Baltimore against the Orioles on Monday.